Children's Home Society is a wonderful organization that I've been proud to be a part of now for quite a number of years. Started out as a volunteer and eventually came on board as a staff. It's an organization that that helps kids out, kids in need all across the state of South Dakota. In fact, they help over 2,000 children every year through a variety of different programs, through the residential treatment and education programs, their forensic interview and examination centers, their emergency shelter for battered women and children, better known here in Sioux Falls as the Children's Inn, and then, of course, foster care and adoption services. And this care has been in existence in our state for a very long time. It is one of the oldest nonprofit human service organizations in the state. And today they work with kids that are struggling with emotional and behavioral issues, oftentimes due to abuse and neglect. And so they are trying to help these kids develop a true sense of what family should be, a loving family, a caring family, helping these kids through some very traumatic experiences. We work with kids primarily ages 4 through 13 at our campuses here in Sioux Falls and in the Black Hills. And the people, like I'm very proud to say, just do some wonderful work. I mean, these people are more than just these kids' therapists and counselors. I mean, these are true loving people that give these kids daily hugs and hold their hands and visit and make them feel wanted and safe and secure and give them a real sense of connection, family connection.
And a few years ago, you decided to help out the Children's Home Society, a fundraising effort. You wrote a book.
I did, and it's just taken on a life of its own. Over the years, I've written three stories that have been produced into books, and this year, we decided to put those stories in audio form and offering now a CD that people can listen to my stories, plus additional new stories that I've written, and we're calling it The Home Collection. We've had really good response to it so far.
What was the first book? Where did this all start?
'Twas the Night Before Christ began probably about 12, 13 years ago. A little story I wrote while stranded in a blizzard, and the success of that led to my second story, Santa's Prayer, the story of a young brother and sister on Christmas Eve excited about what they're going to get from Santa when they spy Santa walking into a little country church. And so they sneak in after him to see what he's going to do, and they overhear Santa praying at a church nativity. And by listening to his prayer, they rediscover the true meaning of Christmas. And then the most recent book, which was released about 2 years ago, was The Little Lost Sock, the story of a little sock in a lost and found box looking for direction, looking for support and friendship, doesn't have much luck with most of the objects in the box except for one, a book, a very special book that offers it really good advice and true friendship. We have them in a variety of retail outlets all across the state, and a good way to find out just exactly where they are and who carries what is to go online to our website, www.chssd.org/books. You'll also find on the website where I'll be doing a lot of my storytelling and book signings. In fact, I've got a few coming up here. Thursday, December 12th, I will be at Teacher's Helper from 4 to 5 doing a book signing there. And then on Friday evening at 7:30, I'll be at Barnes & Noble. I'll be doing a little storytelling with a book signing afterward.